堂听 class.com。
Lesson 6, the nasal consonants. Well, I'll go right ahead and admit it. The sound of the letter N is fairly easy for most people to make. It's just like humming. Just do a quick, soft version of that hum, and there you have the sound of the M. Try it on these words. Mother. Move. Motion. Tomorrow.Mary. The only warning I want to give you, and where have you heard this warning before, is not to push your lips forward or press them together with too much force. We don't want mother or move. Just a nice soft mother, move, motion. Keep the muscle work in the back half of your tongue. Do it very, very softly. Let's try it in these sentences.My mother hopes I'll marry in the month of May. Many moons ago, a man made a map of Minnesota. And there are many more drills for the M sound in the manual under Lesson 6, Section 1.Now, there are two other nasal consonants, consonants where the sound comes out through the nose. Unfortunately, these two can get a little confused with each other when you're coming to English from certain other languages. They are the N sound, N, and the N sound, usually spelled with the letters NG. Now, it's really quite easy to create the two different sounds. For the N,Your tongue goes right up behind the top teeth, almost the same place you put it for the S. Put your tongue up there, don't push it too hard, and let the sound come out your nose. Use the sides of your tongue against the sides of your teeth to keep the sound from coming out through your mouth. Now this is a fairly simple sound at the beginnings of words. Let's repeat it in some words.Name, neighbor, no, narrow, Nancy, noble. But now let's try the N at the ends of words after different vowels. Ann, the woman's name, Ann. Now try not to do ang. Don't pull your tongue back, keep it forward, Ann.Sand, sin, brain, rain, Ben, soon. There are more drills for the N sound in Lesson 5, Section 2. But now we come to words where we are supposed to use the N sound. It appears most often in words ending in ing.Just like that word. Ending. Ending. Let's compare it to the simple N. Say the word in. I-N. In. Just use the soft I and the N after it. Everything is loose. In. In. Now instead of bringing your tongue forward and up, bring it back and up. Just like you were going to say ick. Ick.Ick, but again, let the air come out through your nose. Ing, 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 with no explosion. Try it on these words. Reading, writing, jumping, dancing. Notice that even the vowel gets a little harder. It's more like the hard E sound. Ing, ing. Now this ing soundisn't always in ing endings. It's sometimes in the roots of words. So let's compare some pairs of words ending in the forward N and then the backward N. Ran, rang, fan, fang. Now be careful that you don't put a hard explosion onto the G, not rang, Bang. Just let the sound die without an explosion. Tan, tang. Sin, sing. Now, if the word ends in the letters I-N-K or A-N-K, then you can put an explosion after the ng. Try it on these words. Sank. And make sure that you're using an unvoiced K and not a G, not sang. Sank. Rank. Frank. Sink. Drink. Rank. Tank. And you'll find the additional drills for the ng in section 3A of this lesson, and for the ink combination in section 3B. But now let's try several drills and sentences containing all three of these sounds, ng, ng, and ink. Follow along in section 3C, lesson 6. Ran, rang, rank. Tan, tang, tank. Sin, sing, sink. And some sentences. Don't sing songs about sin. He ran over and rang the gong. I plan to bring Frank a rowing machine. He is walking along the sand and getting a tan. And you'll find many additional drills contrasting these sounds in Lesson 6, Section 3C of the manual.